townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 14th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $230 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now online at windriver.com or at the River Club and stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat and grab your big stack and play in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, January 14th. Prize pools based on 100 participants. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better. Poker is better at the River. The River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
What day it is?
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
It is, it's hump day. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, the 21st of December. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, but I'm here with my compadre, my El Segundo. Bad Bob.
El Segundo, isn't that a town in Southern California?
Oh. No, it's the Segundo means, you know, you're the, you know, like the... The major domo, the XO.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, okay. Segundo. It's my Segundo.
Better than being from Los Mondios, I guess.
Yeah, it's, or, you know, it's other names.
Or
know,
Manteca.
Or, yeah, it's my Manteca. I'm not sure what that is.
Lard.
Oh, well, that's
rendered hog. That's what Manteca is. Have you ever seen the package? It says,
is that right? Is that what
that
is?
It says lard on one side, and you turn around, it says Manteca on the other side.
Is that the, but is that the, that's the name of the town, right?
Yeah. I've never quite understood that one.
Well, maybe they had a big hog rendering plant.
Yeah,
there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, what a difference a day makes currently.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, currently in Redding, we are at about 55 degrees. It's actually a warm section of the weather systems coming through. Abundant sunshine today and a high near 60 degrees. Some clouds tonight. Low will drop down into the upper 30s. Similar conditions tomorrow, but by Thursday, we will see some more rain coming in, about half an inch of rain Thursday into Friday. Could be a wet and wild weekend. Forecast on that is going to firm up. Right now, again, in Redding, 55 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends. That's right, 365-3793. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion Boutique. Dandelion Boutique. Oh my gosh, guys, if you're looking for something for, you know, for your partner or your lover or your wife or all three, you know, go down to Dandelion Boutique. They have it all. If you're thinking, what is that? What can I get her? They're going to help you down there. They will help you find something. But just let me throw out a name here. Brighton Bags, Brighton Jewelry. Brighton. They are the dealer for Brighton. And Dandelion Boutique has it all right there. And if you're looking for some great, 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 great presents for Christmas or things to save you, go to Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street. They are absolutely fabulous. Yeah, it looks like we've already got our first caller of the day.
I'm not only your producer, I'm also your screener, as listeners may not know.
Yeah.
Greg has an idea to turn Redding into a different sort of sanctuary city. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, thanks very much. This is my first time calling on your show here.
Okay.
I'm down here in the Bay Area. And I'm in a completely, basically, gun-free communist zone. And I'm a big supporter of the state of Jefferson. I was on the State of Jefferson website, Facebook page last night, and we got to talking about gun laws, and it just hit me all of a sudden with sanctuary cities. What would happen if Reading became a Second Amendment sanctuary city, and you became a constitutional carry zone? And the difference between you guys being a sanctuary city and what San Francisco is doing is that San Francisco is defying federal law. What they're doing is illegal. And what you guys would be doing would be counteracting what California law does, which is blatantly unconstitutional because it doesn't let us, you know, own and carry firearms per the Second Amendment. And I want to talk to the sheriff about this, too, or maybe you guys can talk to him in the next hour, because we're going to need law enforcement cooperation. But what do you think of talking to the city council and having Reading become a Second Amendment sanctuary city where we could openly carry just like the Constitution says?
I like it. It may need a tweak here or there, but if sure. California and 37 cities in California could be sanctuary cities for people that are here illegally against the law, why can't we be in Reading and Shasta County be a sanctuary? How about a whole sanctuary county where you can carry?
Exactly.
I'm
open to ideas.
I like it. You know, sanctuary county where, hey, we are living under the Constitution. You guys are making laws against the Constitution. We're going to be a sanctuary city just like San Francisco is, just in a little bit different way.
Well, you could organize this, like I say, get the folks from the State of Jefferson on. And I got another idea, especially if you hosted a Second Amendment open carry barbecue.
A Second Amendment open carry.
You could get folks in. You could bring in the gun groups. You can make a big deal about this. And get other cities and counties, especially up in what proposed Jefferson, we actually organize this, talk to law enforcement, get their cooperation. And my question for them is, how can they enforce unconstitutional gun laws?
Well, I think you're going to find...
That's been asked several times.
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen is if you deliberately poke somebody in the eye, you may get a response. But if you just don't do it, then that's up to you. And I don't think our sheriff or our chief is going to enforce a lot of those laws, if any of them. You know, if you're a felon and you get caught with something, then guess what? They're going to add everything to it. But for just us regular citizens, you know, they're not going to do anything. But I think the whole concept of Shasta County becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary county is a great idea.
Works for me.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to listening and seeing.
Okay.
I want to see what you
and you say you live down. You live down in where? Where do you live down in?
I'm in the Bay Area, but I would. I'm in the East Bay, but I would love to live up in Reading, and especially if Jefferson gets going. If you guys become a sanctuary county, I mean, like I say, you could make this national news if you get the NRA involved and get some support for this, and the city council's on board and law enforcement's on board. This is serious. This could really work.
Okay. All right. Great.
Well, thanks, Greg.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, there you go.
Like I said, let's draw a line from Tahoe up to Humboldt County and say, okay, you CalExit people, you can go ahead and do your thing. Go out, set up your embassies in Russia and China.
Yeah.
Just leave us alone, and we'll form what's left into the state of Jefferson, and we'll call it a day.
And then if you don't want to stay in the state of Jefferson, please leave. Please leave. But if you do want to stay in the state of Jefferson, I think the biggest problem is going to be is having enough housing for everybody in the state of Jefferson. Now, see, Greg is sitting out there, and, you know, it may be a little tongue-in-cheek, but guess what? It makes sense. If they're making – California is going against the federal law by saying, wait a minute, you know, we're going to keep to protecting that. We're not going to help the law enforcement agencies. Well, we're just the opposite. Hey, we are a Second Amendment – we are a Second Amendment county, and we are here to support the blue. We support the blue. And we want the laws of our Constitution upheld.
And I told you, I was down in Phoenix, Arizona, and Arizona is a carry state, concealed or unconcealed. If you don't have a felony, you're cool. Not once did I feel I was in danger. Not once.
Well, you know why you don't feel like you're in danger? You understand guns. And, you know, in teaching these classes where so many people, you know, they've not held a gun, but by the end of the second day, they're hitting the target 30 out of 30 times. They know exactly what they're doing. They're safe. They know how to handle all types of pistols. Then a lot of it's just knowledge. And a lot of times fear is based on not knowing something. I'm not going to say ignorance. Well, maybe just, you know, but of not being aware of things. Yeah. You know, we're going to have to take a quick break. And Jan, hang on, because we're going to get to Jan right after this break.
Many people do not realize Santa Claus originally was a religious figure. He was born in the Mideast in what is now known as Turkey in the year 270. He was called St. Nicholas. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His parents died when he was young, leaving him a fortune. After he became Bishop of Myra, he gave away his riches freely and anonymously. On December 6, 343, he was declared a saint. Sailors carried stories about Saint Nick to distant lands. Santa was not well known in the United States until 1809, when the city of New York named him their patron saint. Clement Moore wrote a poem depicting Saint Nick as a jolly old elf with flying reindeer. In 1867, Macy's department store promoted the first Christmas Eve sale, and the commercialization of Santa began. Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. As for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment today. I'm here with Bad Bob. 55 degrees going up to 60 today. Wow, and then down to 38 again. It had a little bit of rain yesterday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 7 days a week, open 7:30 in the morning there. And this is the time to get all those special coffees that you can buy by the pound. Holiday spice, pumpkin spice, triple chocolate, peppermint bark, all of those at Espresso Joe's. Plus all the coffee makers. Great, great presents to hand out to people. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And of course, the best walk-in humidor anywhere, right here at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say except it is absolutely fabulous, and it is a veteran-owned business. Let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful, shortest day of the year. I always celebrate that because I like it days to get longer.
Yeah, it is. It's solstice today, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you about a Second Amendment event that's planned. It's called Preserve the Second Amendment.
Okay.
It's scheduled for Saturday, January 14th at 3 o'clock.
All right.
And they're saying it's an opportunity to get your questions answered.
Uh-huh.
Sheriff Tom is scheduled to be there. Sheriff Dave Henkrat from Tehama County.
Okay.
The DA from Tehama County, the NRA, and Mark Baird will be speaking as Jefferson to a solution.
Okay.
He's a solution to all the gun laws.
So
it'll be at 3 o'clock. At the Frontier Senior Center, 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson.
Well, we'll talk about this a lot before that, too, Jan. But I really appreciate you giving us the first heads up. Did you hear Greg a couple minutes ago?
A little bit. I was trying to turn the radio down.
Okay. Well, what he said was, you've heard about these sanctuary cities in California. Let's make Redding and maybe probably even Shasta County a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment.
I heard that part. That is a wonderful
idea. Isn't that a great idea that we make Shasta County a sanctuary county? And when Sheriff Basinko comes in here at 8 o'clock, I know he's listening right now. I know he's listening. So, Sheriff Tom, guess what we're going to talk about, at least for a few minutes? Hey, let's become a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment. People love that.
Works for me.
Works for a lot of people. Okay.
Yes, it would.
All right, so that's January the 14th, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be talking a lot more about it. Jan, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we had something happen different. Bob.
Yes.
Okay, you know this horrible incident in Berlin?
Yeah.
Where the terrorists went in there and killed at least 12 people and injured 48 by smashing a truck into their big, it would be like, to me, it would be like somebody coming in and hitting our Christmas parade.
Yeah. These Christmas markets are a centuries-old tradition in Germany and Bavaria.
And in Croatia, you have these things and all these places. Anyway, and then, of course, the shooter of the assassin of the Russian ambassador in Turkey and there's a couple others. Well, President-elect Trump characterized them as Islamic terrorist, fundamentalist terrorist. He used the word Islamic terrorist. The guy is standing there in front of the TV cameras with his hand in the air yelling Allah Akbar and ISIS, talking about ISIS and killing people. Remember Aleppo, blah, blah, blah. Before he himself is taken out. Yeah, confronted and tapped by the local police. And this guy in Berlin, though, he's still gone. He's escaped so far, unless something has happened over the last couple of days.
Right. Well, anyway, as of this morning, he was still at large.
Yeah, still at large. So when you think about that, but here's what a change. You know, President Obama, and believe it or not, I can understand how he would say, look, we can't characterize a whole culture, a whole religion over the actions of a few. I absolutely agree with that. However, if they are Islamic terrorist, you need to say that. It's an act of terrorism by an Islamic fundamentalist terrorist. Excuse me. We need to categorize the enemy. And that is our enemy. Our enemy is not Islam. Or the millions of billions of people that are Muslims.
Right.
It's the percentage of them that are our enemies that want to destroy us, want to cut our heads off, want to take our women and beat them if they want to have something like school, cut off their thumbs. Did you see that where they cut off that little girl's thumb because she was going to school?
Yeah.
In Afghanistan? There's wrong. This is what Mathis said. General Mattis said. Those guys that like to beat up women, cut off little girls' fingers, I like killing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, out of the gene pool.
You. We have just deepened the gene pool right there. Okay. Now, Library Park. You know, Library Park is not the libraries. Everybody understands that, right?
Right. It's the scene of the original Carnegie.
Right. It's right down on Yuba Street. It's right next to the hotel there. What hotel is that?
The Lorenz.
The Lorenz Hotel. And it's that parking area. They'd spent all this money on getting it nice and fixed up. And then our lesser privileged, you might say, have taken the park over. You know, it's just horrible in there. And Sam Allen, who fought him for years, sold her place, her boutique to another lady, says, no, I can handle this, who is now in the throes of, she's having the same problems. Well, they're starting to put a fence up around there, to try and protect the businesses. But now it looks like there's a gentleman who wants to go into Library Park and make it a place for food trucks. And they have these places in different places.
Like
in
Portland, down on the waterfront.
And right up here, it's not even Portland. It's right up the road up here in Grants or someplace, Medford.
Yeah.
Where you can put – they have these food trucks and they like could go in that library area.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can sell food and they keep that place clean and keep it occupied. It keeps the people out of there.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Now – if you've got a restaurant in that general area, that may not be a great idea for you because people may be wanting to buy that. If, frankly, the hot dog vendor down the street, I think he does a good business down in front of the post office.
Boy, anyway, there's a guy who knows diplomacy. Yeah.
You know what? He really does. Anyway, here's the thought that could happen. Now, the council approved new utility rates. Let me tell you what a rigged election looks like. You know, you complain about the Russians hacking into the national election, which, you know, you have to ask yourself, they didn't hack into the votes or anything. They hacked into the Democratic server because they weren't smart enough to put firewalls around it. Yes, and wait a minute. It's a further extension of Hillary Clinton, and they get into Podesta's.
Surprise!
Yeah, say it again for me, buddy. Give it to me one more time. They hacked into the Britain.
Surprise!
There you go. Yeah, it is. It was surprise! They hacked into the Democrat server. Of course, it is. You know, that's of course the Russians' fault. No, it's, you know. If the Russians did it, it's the Democrats. The only thing it did was publicize what was in the Democrats' emails. And you're idiots. Anyway, but this vote for should we raise your utility rates? First of all, you get a monthly statement from REU, which has everything in it. And it has all these other pieces of paper, and you look at it. But mainly everybody is in, you know, shock and awe about their bill.
Yeah.
Shock and awe. So you sit there and you kind of look at it. Well, there's something in it that said, look, we're going to raise your utility rates. That came out maybe 1 month, maybe it's 2 months. I'm not sure. If you don't want your utility bills raised, mark this piece of paper, put it in an envelope, and mail it back to us. Oh, okay. We can do that. If you do want your utility rates raised, don't send us anything. Now,
does this remind you of the Book of the Month or Record Club where need do nothing and we'll bill you for it?
That's right. Or here's how about this. At the end of the year, guess what? We are just going to automatically re-up you, take it off your credit card. You've got to tell us not to do it. You've got to know the exact day of the month and the hour to say, no, I don't want this again. Otherwise, I'm sorry. We've just extended you.
Like into your AOL membership, you know.
It can't happen. It's like my computer right now who is going through a Windows update.
Oh yeah, it's and like a Windows update.
I've lost my computer. I've lost my computer for a day. That's why I'm on my phone. I'm on my iPhone looking at things because my computer's gone. Anyway, because it's getting updated. Anyway, so if you don't send it back, you want them to raise your utility rates. You demand that Reading up your utility rates if you don't send that back. Well, 39% of the people did send it back. Said, don't raise my rates. But as they pointed out, well, that means, gee.
Not enough people care.
60% said, it's okay. So they raised our rates, not only for this year, but for next year and the year after. All right, you ready for that? Now, if you really wanted to see if people wanted their rates raised, why don't you just reverse it and say, if you want your rates raised, you should send us in this piece of paper that says, I want my rates raised, and see what happens next time. Oh, my gosh, 39% of the people wanted their – or 20% or 10% wanted their rates raised. Oh, 90% don't. They – you know what? This is such a – you know, this
they didn't have the guts to bring this to a council meeting.
No, they don't. Oh, it's not our – it's not in ours. We're all going to vote 5-0 now because that's what the people want. No, if you know what this council and listen, Adam, listen, Julie. You're starting. Don't start down that road. Don't start down that road. That oh my gosh, this is okay.
Reading leadership, this is a fail.
Anyway, okay, I had to say that. I really like the surprise, surprise, surprise. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Doug Giles. And he is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, but he's also author of the coloring book for college crybabies. He's going to be talking. I don't know how long we're going to be talking to him, but we're going to be talking about the echo chambers in the universities. I can't wait to get into this. We'll try and find that. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Bastiani Arms.
That's a segue for you.
Segue into Bastiani Arms. What's today, the 21st? Today is the day. Get down to Bastiani Arms and buy your guns. This is the last time you can do it before, you know, in that 10 days. You got to get it in that 10 days. This is the time to do it. It's 10 working days to buy that new gun, that new AR, that new shotgun, that new anything. That's right. Now, and he's got them. I don't know how many ARs he's got left. I think he's pretty much sold all those. I mean, because they have a special license. Oh, reloading supplies, optics, every type of shooting accessory, every type of pistol. Beautiful, beautiful guns in here. And great presence. He's got some the occult pythons, 357 magnums that are collector's items down there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, these, you know, if you're looking for something that doesn't lose money, and you think about stocks and this, no, guns. Good guns. They don't make any more like these Colt pythons. I mean, he's got three of them down there for sale right now. And the only thing that you're going to see happen to it is that it increases in wealth every year. Not only that, but he's got everything else you could imagine. Gunsmithing, he's got it all. You want to build your own? Talk to him about how to do it. John Bastiani and Sarah, his wife, are just great people, and they have the best customer service that you're going to find. Give him a call at 222-8222 or just head on down there today. He's open Tuesday through Saturday. So he's probably there Christmas Eve. Now's the time to get it. Go down and buy it today. We'll be right back after these messages with Doug Johns.
The most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Home of the movement to make Shasta County a sanctuary for the Second Amendment in the state of California. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. serving the North State for well over 20 years. It's a better-known business, and not only has it been voted best in the North State, it is the best in the North State. This is Martin and his people are the ones we call if we have a problem. Remember that time we blew our compressor out at 110 degrees? And we had a dinner party, and then here comes Martin and the crew in there bringing in portable air conditioners to save us. This is the kind of guy and the kind of work Alliance Heat and Air does. Give him a call, 221-2642. If you're having problems with that heater, get Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. Homecomfort.org. All right. Now, our guest is a gentleman by the name of Doug Giles. Doug, good morning.
Carl, what's shaking, man?
Hey. We're all shaking over here, buddy. We're in California. We're earthquake in, you know, Earthquake Incorporated out here. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, man. You guys buckle up. It could get rough. Hillary has been disappointed by California and the rest of the nation, so she might Arkanside you.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Hillary is, you know, she has this 2.6 million vote edge over in the popular vote over Trump. And yet it looks like most of it came out of California. That whole edge came out of California, at least almost 2 million votes of that, and the rest out of New York. So, you know.
Yeah, you need to move to Texas, Carl.
Is that where you're at?
I'm in the beautiful Texas Hill Country. It's a safe space. I'm surrounded by conservatives and gun lovers, and I'm sitting here in my man cave right now smoking a cigar right next to my 10-foot brown bear. So I'm in a warm, fuzzy, hot tub of yumminess.
Must be a fan of Cigar Dave.
testosterone there. Hey, look, you've written a book. Yeah, I want to talk about it for a little bit right now, but then I want to get in about your opinion on this piece. But you're the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com. And the author of the new book, A Coloring Book for College Crybabies.
Yeah, it's a spinoff from a book that I just put out also called Pussification, The Effeminization of the American Male. But I couldn't let the college crybabies go without a coloring book because I saw them woeful and forlorn when Trump dusted the Hildebeest. So we spit it out real quick, too, for Christmas.
Oh, there you go. Now, you, this thing is, there is a New York Times editorial about, after Donald Trump's election, some universities echoed with primal howls. Faculty members canceled classes for weeping, terrified students who asked, how could this possibly be happening? Now, we've had other authors on, and one of them is the millennial, When Millennials Shall Rule. And it's a twin brothers who are the authors here, and he's at the University of Pennsylvania. And the question I asked him was, and he's pretty cool. He wants to become a capitalist. He wants to sell all these books, so he can become a capitalist. But my question was, well, do they have any idea really how this happened, your classmates? And the answer was no, none.
They don't have any idea how they turn into prancing hipster dandies who can only hear their own voice, or they'll throw a full-on hissy fit. I have an idea. I think the parents, Carl, epically failed to raise little Scooter Jr. to have a resilient alligator hide that they're going to need once they get out of that little echo chamber safe space of the college classroom and get chewed up by the real world and spit out.
Hey, look, stop. Hey, look.
This is microaggression.
Wait a minute.
It's macroaggression.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got to hold up my timeout card for my engineer here. You may have to go in the other room and pet a puppy. Wait a minute.
Where's my titty?
Okay, now, you know what? I agree. You know, it seems like we've, under the last administration, that we've gotten into this thing where if something touches you, this microaggression, if somebody says a word or actually wears a Halloween costume, that it's enough to have the campus shut down and people brought up in front of committees to find out about
counselors
being thrown out of schools. Where did this come from? Is this we've just been building this up for the last 40 years?
Yeah, it's again, you know, like I penned in my latest bestseller, which the book Pussification, guys, we put it in gender studies on Amazon, and it went to number one within like 5 days, and you should have seen the titles it dusted. But yeah, it's a systemic problem, and you know, first of all, it's a, like I said, it's an epic parenting fail. But it's also supplemented via Hollywood, where, you know, we've completely emasculated the male collective with all the images and the storylines that they put forth. Public school system, I tell people all the time, it's like, look, if you hate your son, put him in public school, because they're going to try to shame or cajole or drug the testosterone leader fog that God and nature hardwired him to drug to live in. And thirdly, and I'm a Christian, so I'm gonna preface this comment by saying I do believe that a lot of churches, Ben, in the evangelical world and Catholicism, they preach a bearded lady, soft focus, feminine hygiene version of Jesus instead of the rough Galilean who overturned tables and rebuked politicians and wayward priests. So we've got a perfect storm of misandry, man hatred, that again effeminizes the male collective. So in order for you to raise your son to not vie into this kind of college crybaby crap, you've got to buy fiat, you know, get him away from those three different branches of cultural influence if you want to see him turn into the dude that nature made him to be.
Well, you know, I know that you've got a couple of bestsellers here that are, you know, that bring the humor to it. When I was deployed, one of the last times I was deployed, when they had that Virginia Tech killing, that slaughter down there, and they killed 31 people. I asked one of my men, a sergeant who was of that age group, I said, how could this happen? I mean, I can't imagine somebody walking in with 30, you know, with people. They may be unarmed, but just for them just to be shot. He said, sir, he said, you got to remember that we were brought up in this, there's no confrontations. If you get into fights, you're bad. And this is what they want. And, you know.
Right.
It really drove it home to me when he said that. You know, of course, when we get them into the Marines, we strip that off them during boot camp, and then we teach them how to fight and beat, you know, to take care of themselves. But that was just an indictment of a system that lets people just sit there. At least now they're starting to say run, hide, and fight. At least they're telling them to fight back.
Yeah, at least Ohio State did. It's disgusting, man. I mean, look at the Chosung-Wi massacre. I think that moron shot 32 as they cowered under their desk. The only guy that put up a fight was a 76-year-old Holocaust survivor who blocked the door while students bailed out the second floor window.
Yeah.
In my book, Pussification, I line out four things that prove you've been effeminized. Is that if you're not a provider, if you don't protect, if you don't hunt, and if you don't have heroic actions in your life, then the culture's whittled away on your testicular fortitude. And if you got a parent listening right now, and they've got some 20-something kid who's not paying for most, if not all, of his crap, then you failed, period. My daughters have their own businesses. My daughters have their own companies. They're in their mid-20s. My oldest daughter, Hannah, destroyed Acorn with O'Keefe and those infamous undercover videos. And my other one's been a writer for the NRA since she was 16. And you've got your little son, the little 20-something hipster dandy with skinny jeans and a deep V-neck and a men bun, or I call it a douche knot, sitting there in your basement. I say you failed. As a man, I wanted to get out of the house and go slay a dragon, save a nation, and rescue a damsel when I was about 17. Just like my dad, who joined the Army when he was 17 and went and fought in Berlin.
Well, let's talk about you for a second, Doug. You know, the dragons that you've slain here. But what do you, I mean, I know obviously you're an author, but is this what you do full time?
I write books, just because if I didn't, I'd be kicking my neighbor's cat, you know, through the upright oak trees here in my backyard. I run ClashDaily.com. It's a news and opinion site. We launched it, Carl, 4 years ago, and gosh, how many? I think we got 190 million page views now. We've won all kinds of stupid awards. But I'm also a painter and hunter, adventurer, and do all kinds of stuff, big dog.
Okay. Well, you know what this sounds like? I'm going to have to help your sales go up here on a couple of books. I'm going to need to send these out. Thank goodness I've got a son who's a U.S. Marshal and was a Marine before. So he has no problem with, there is no such thing as man buns in his family. And he takes his 10-year-old son on elk hunts. And when his mom, my daughter, asked, so what happened? He says, Mom, what goes on in elk hunting camp stays in elk hunting camp. And he's
you know, I think it, I think it's the greatest. I think it's the greatest thing he's doing for that boy because it gets them away from the iPad and the lattes at Starbucks and gives them a regular dose of the irregular wild. And men and boys were born to be wild. Period.
Well, you know, Doug, this, you're not the first time I've talked. You know, I've heard this. I've talked to a lot of people, and actually, women have echoed what you've said, and I mean, and I've been hearing this for years, is that the, you know, especially from women from other countries, that said, it seems like the American women say, oh, I want a real man, but look what you've done for the last 30 years. You've tried to beat it out of them. What do you expect? So, you know, what you're saying is, I think it's straight on that we've got to raise our kids to be tough. We've got to raise them to take responsibility. And if we don't, we're going to have a future where somebody that does is lean and hard is going to come in and kick in the door and take over.
Yeah, I don't. The only two entities that I know that love pussified males is this thing called big government goons, and this other entity called radical Islam. And going back to women. And by the way, they're raising their children to love death, and we're raising our kids to love frappuccinos. And by the way, in regards to women, the point that you bring up, Carl, is I don't know what a woman thinks. I'm not even going to pretend. I do know that there's nothing that a bottle of wine and a flat iron won't solve. But I polled the women on Facebook. We got about 1 million followers over there, an engagement rate about 7-8 million a week. And I polled them and I asked them, do you like effeminate men? And oh my gosh, man, the avalanche and the cavalcade that came down against that was enormous. They might go shopping with an effeminate guy. They might weep over sunsets with an effeminate guy. They might drink a frappuccino from the long straw with an effeminate guy. But they don't want to have babies with the effeminate guy. They want a provider, protector, hunter, and hero.
Okay. We're with Doug Giles, and who is the author? Well, he is the founder and editor of ClashDaily.com, which you're going to have to roll into, and author of Coloring Book for College Crybabies. And where can you get that? And what is the other, Pussification of the American Male?
Yeah, Pussification, the effeminization of the American male. Okay. Amazon's easy, man. Everybody's got an account. Go over there, click your mouse, melt your plastic, get these two. You'll belly laugh. I laughed so hard, Carl and I wrote it, that milk came out of my nostrils, and I haven't had milk in the last 8 years.
When are you going to start your own little, or maybe you have, you got your own radio show someplace?
You got a podcast going?
Got a podcast?
I used to, but
the FCC set you down?
I'm digging Clash Daily. It's killing it, man, just every month. It's great.
Okay, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot for joining us here, and I'm going to talk to your publicist about getting you back on here. Now that I've got your phone number, we can just call you up one morning and just say, hey, what's going on? So, okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's always interesting.
It always is. Hey, Merry Christmas.
You too, guys. Cheers, buddy.
All right. Take care. Hey, we're going to take a break now. You know what? Isn't it refreshing to hear somebody just say, hey, this is the way it is. This is what I believe. This is what my book's about.
Yeah.
And guess what? America, this is what you're raising.
Yeah.
And not in every case, because I'm not going to get into the discussions about look at those Marines out there and those aren't soldiers and those, you know, sailors that are fighting. But that's only like a very small percentage.
Yeah.
If you look at everybody, it's in schools, you know, that are young men of those ages that are crying and that go into these. I don't know if it's as bad as, of course, as Doug is talking about. However, it's there. It's for sure there.
I have an observation that just struck me.
Uh-oh.
I've been wearing my Navy hat, you know, because I am proud of my service.
Right.
I have had in the last couple of weeks no less than 4 under 30 women say, thank you for your service. And now that I think about it, guys in that age bracket, they like avert their eyes. It's strange.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, here's another place. Guys, if you are looking, you're frantically looking for the right gift, you go on down and talk to Rebecca down at Four Winds Jewelry. They've got a great selection, and guess what? It is their anniversary. I don't know which anniversary, 20th, 25th anniversary, but they have them 20% off. 20% off jewelry. Think about that. 20% off. Go in there, get a necklace, get a diamond bracelet, get a tennis bracelet, get anything. They've got estate jewelry. They have it all. Plus the only full-time watch repairman, fully trained, right there at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Give them, go down. Linda loves it in there. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 55 degrees, going up to 60 today.
Of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Carrie, is Big Box Jewelry open? I think I'll buy Sarah a new vacuum for Christmas.
Shall I also cancel the rest of your life?
No, I need to find her an awesome Christmas gift this year.
You'll find your awesome gift at Goldmark Fine Jewelers.
Oh yeah, the place Frank said he found a beautiful necklace for his girlfriend.
You should never let Frank's girlfriend outshine your sweetheart.
Are they open now?
Goldmark Fine Jewelers is open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Thanks, Sherry. Sometimes you can actually be helpful.
Happy holidays, Joe. I love you too.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lot. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men thunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
That's for the money.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 as I dance across the room and back. Where women glow and men thunder. If you heard our last segment, you know why we're playing this. It's 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here on the 21st of December. Good morning, everybody.
We're so insensitive.
55 degrees going up to 60 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, it was we had a guy named Doug Giles on. And Doug is the editor of, let me look this
up
again.
He has no strong opinions.
ClashDaily.com. There's no, Bob's hand, he put the the dump button. It's a box, really. It's a little small green box.
Well, it's kind of blue.
Well, okay, bluish green. You know, we could. Oh, it's teal. Oh no, 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 that's green. There's no teal color, not for men. Anyway, yeah. He was sitting, and Bob just put it in his lap. He goes, "This is going for it," and so we just had a great time listening to him. And this, he's got ClashDaily.com. Look it up on the. Trying to get one of these. See what it looks like on there. Okay. Tom Basenko just walked in too. So, we've got a lot of things to talk about today, Tom. Starting from the first call this morning all the way through. Tom saying, okay, when you heard this last one, this last guy, what was it you just told me when you walked in?
Said there was probably a few safety pins that were being issued out.
thousands of safety pins were being handed out to be put on your, to be carried by saying, "Oh my God, no, no, I don't know what to do." You know, every time I hear this, Tom, and I understand, you know, Doug's got, you know, he's got humor and you know he's selling a product and he's doing it damn good. Is that there's still a lot of young people out there that are still scrappers. You've got them on your crew. Plady's got them on his. You see them in the military, but these are that different group.
Those are the ones that are
out to slay the dragon.
Yeah, they're out rising to the top. They're alphas. They're leaders, and that can be alpha men and alpha women that are in our nation's law enforcement, our nation's military.
That's right.
And we need those people out to protect us each and every day, whether it be in our nation's military or across the nation in our law enforcement and public safety.
I am going to have to contact Mr. Giles that his site is just riddled with pop-ups. And it just, I mean, we got a pretty stout computer here, and it froze up promptly. So,
oh, did it?
Yeah, he's got a lot of ad pop-ups. So.
Well, I mean, that's how he pays for it. Yeah. So, anyway, Bob's looking it up right
now. It's like shut my computer down, so hang on.
Oh, gosh. Well, we can't let that happen because my computer has been shut down. You know what? I hate Windows. Yeah. I hate them because here's what they do is they take over my computer and say, we want to upgrade it. So, okay, we upgrade it, and but what it does is if it doesn't take the upgrades, then it reverts back and it starts all over again. It's still in there. It's been in there for like 2 hours.
We just had that happen to our personal computer at home, my wife's computer.
Yeah, that's mine, yeah.
And it messed it up, and then we had to take it in and spend about $150 with a friend of ours who runs a computer business and get it fixed. Because we're having trouble connecting up to our Wi-Fi and problems, and Windows 10 did have some problems with that.
Yeah,
and it's just crazy.
Well, this has happened to me before. I'll probably have to end up doing is taking the battery out of it and letting it sit there for like 5 minutes, and then starting all over again. Who knows?
Well, take the battery out, hold down the power button. That will drain the capacitors in the power supply. Then let it reboot, and it should. Say, okay, there's a problem. It'll go back to the last startup that worked.
Okay, good. So you take out the battery. See, there
that's
you go.
Hold down the power button.
That just saved you $150 bucks.
A free consultation from Boomer Tech Radio.
That's right.
Bob.
Hey, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, Library Park and this. Okay. You know why I don't want to talk about the Second Amendment Sanctuary County right now. I'm going to wait till 8 o'clock okay. Because we don't have enough time. We've got a few minutes here.
Yeah, because our caller from the first thing this morning may call back. Our Bay Area listener.
Our Bay Area. We've got, you know,
the virus spreads.
The virus spreads, yes, as we're going along. Anyway, you looked at Clash Daily, right? And you said it had a lot of pop-ups and all that.
Yeah, it does. He had some interesting now, there was supposedly a breaking story I haven't heard anywhere else, and I don't want to spread it right now, but it involved the American sniper, the guy who's accused. Well, no, apparently the guy who was suspected in the murder of the guy who did American Sniper was found dead, and that hasn't been verified. But
well, he was a former Marine who had post-traumatic stress and killed both not just Kyle, but also killed his buddy, another SEAL. Yeah. There out there on the shooting range, and then was found guilty of murder.
So I'll look for see if I can find another news reference on that. I don't like to single point my news.
Yeah, because you know what? Here's the other thing too. You get into fake news. You know, and the funny thing about fake news is that you know the mainstream media has been doing fake news for what forever.
Yeah,
and so now
Dan Rather made an art out of it.
Yeah, and then Dan Rather. This was the funniest thing. Dan Rather saying, "We got to stand up to Trump. We can't give him a honeymoon. We've got to stand up to him. We've got to stand up to the things he said. And if he doesn't say them, we'll say them for him." and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, the sheriff is trying to write on your white tablet there.
There's a permanent marker.
I did not use the Sharpie.
Don't use the permanent marker. There you go.
I've seen that done before.
Yes. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after break with Sheriff Tom Basinko. And the first question I'm going to ask him is about our possibility of having a sanctuary county right here in Shasta County, being a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment, and perhaps just even, you know, lean into Siskiyou County so that we can have like a large region there. We'll be right back after these messages.
And the news is brought to you from Town Hall by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Even as survivors mourn and sing Christmas carols near the site of Monday's deadly truck attack in Berlin, in solidarity with the injured and grieving, German media reports say that police are searching for a possible suspect in what was apparently a Muslim terrorist attack, ISIS claiming responsibility. The man is described as a Tunisian man whose documents were found in the cab of the truck that plowed into the Christmas market. Brunella Capatini of the Netherlands was among those in the market at the time of the attack and says she intends to keep showing up in public at events like this because you can't live in fear.
You must be free. You want to be free. You cannot live constantly being afraid that something can happen. What can happen? And yes, they did.
German authorities say they had to release two suspects they already had in custody because there simply was not enough evidence to hold them. The death toll has now risen to 32, with 70 injured and 100 missing in the Mexico fireworks tragedy. We get more from correspondent James Bleer.
San Pablito Fireworks Market in Tultepec, 20 miles north of the capital, is Mexico's largest manufacturing and storage bay for pyrotechnics. Most of that's gone up with these deadly chain reaction explosions. 100 people, including 20 children, are still missing. At this very market in September 2005, 15 people were injured when fireworks accidentally went off. Almost a year later, 250 stalls were burned. No injuries that time, and evidently no lessons learned since. James Blair's in Mexico.
A spokesman for Russian President Putin is refusing to offer theories behind Monday's assassination of the Russian ambassador to Turkey. He is hinting that Moscow doesn't believe the gunman acted on his own. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Epigenetics and Sins of the Father, God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions, close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Should your child be breastfed? Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills, so I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They were able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off $15,000 in 18 months. It's a godsend.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Assisted suicide may be coming to the nation's capital soon.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser has signed a bill that would allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with the help of a doctor. The D.C. Council approved the so-called Death with Dignity bill in November. It would allow patients with 6 months or less to live to request lethal medication from their doctors. The bill now goes to Congress, which will have 30 days to review it. If Congress doesn't take action during that time, the bill will take effect.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. In Raleigh, North Carolina, lawmakers today are holding a special session of the state legislature to consider repealing a law that limits protections for the so-called LGBT community. The law passed earlier this year, for example, limits which bathrooms transgender people can use in public schools and government buildings. More on these stories at townhall.com. The proliferation of rapidly evolving synthetic opioids has become so fierce that the Drug Enforcement Administration says they now amount to an entirely new class of very, very dangerous drugs, DEA Special Agent Russ Baer.
The United States represents 5% of the world's population, and yet we consume
more than 80% of the opioids in the world.
In fact, the drugs are now fueling the deadliest addiction crisis this country has ever seen. Bear says that has a lot to do with just how dangerous these drugs are.
These substances are so deadly, the molecules are airborne, they come into contact with skin, and you can literally overdose within seconds and die.
And the drugs are said to be pouring in primarily from China, but Beijing maintains that assertion has never been proven. The Dow opened at 19,975. It's struggling, though, right now. It's off about 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A must-see performance. Musicians and fans agree George Strait is an iconic figure in American history. A George Strait salute, performed by Buck Ford, pays salute to the life and music of one of the world's most recognizable and distinctive musicians. Join us Friday, January 6th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Strait Country, a George Strait salute live at the Event Center. Nashville recording artist Buck Ford is a young, pure country singing sensation that focuses on keeping the traditional country sound and rhythm flowing. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $125. Join us for Strait Country, a George Strait salute, in celebrating the excitement and journey through the timeless story through song and incredible vocals. Live and in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, January 6th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment today. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather?
Well, depending on who you ask, temperatures vary around Reading, anywhere from 47 to 55. We'll kind of split the difference and call it 50 degrees in downtown Reading right now. No rain in sight today, so enjoy it for the next day or so as we look out onto the extended forecast. We have rain Thursday and Friday. Daytime highs will be in the upper 50s. Overnight lows right around the 40-degree mark. And currently, again, clear skies in Reading, and we'll call it 50 degrees. Good news from Shasta Lake. It has come up another foot, so we are now at 46 feet from the top of the dam, which in December is looking pretty darn good.
Now, pretty good.
Unless they decide to feed the Delta smelt or something, all flush it out under the Golden Gate, we're looking good for summer.
Well, the report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans right here. Give them a call, 365-3793, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And, gosh, let me see. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. That's right, Wellgate Sports Club, located on Eureka and Court Street.
Going there after the show, in fact.
Bob goes down there. Now, an unsolicited comment from Frank Rose, who is out here. Frank Rose, who's, God bless Frank Rose, said, it looks at you from the back, and he says, wow, you really
obviously seen my best side.
Yeah. You've got a back for a radio. Anyway, you've lost a lot of weight, buddy.
Yeah, about 35 pounds since I started.
Well, but you know what? You may have lost that, but you're also moving it around.
Yeah.
And you're working out at Wellgate every day. Well, almost every day.
Lately, there's been some family stuff going on, but right. For the most part, yeah.
They have a saltwater pool. They've got
Brenda
all
goes
the machinery.
There. That's a rehab
right.
thing.
That's all the machines you could possibly want. Free weights. They've got spinning classes, yoga classes, and of course the Bohem Spa in there. So you know if you have one of the packages there, you get two Bohem Spa visits a month. Now that's what the sheriff does. He gets a facial, and he gets a good deal on his facial because on his facial he can go all the way up to the top of his head. There. So anyway, that's Wellgate Sports Club, 768-1205. Stop by there. Say that Carl sent you, and you get a whole free. You'll get a free day in there. You know, you can see if you like it. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basanko. Good morning, there, Sheriff Tom.
Good morning.
Okay, now
and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my friend. How are you?
Good.
You're looking good.
Got all your shopping done? Or you still have
That starts on December 24th.
I'm sorry, but we've got at least three more days of
shopping
here.
Three more days.
Bob and I are going to pick each other. I'm going to pick Bob up. We're going to go out on the 24th when the crowds aren't there, and we're going to go in. We're going to vector our way in. We've got GPS readings on the things we're going for. We're going to go in there. It's going to be like
find them, capture them, and pay for them.
It's going to be a strike raid. We're coming in. It's going to be a direct action mission. In, take it out.
Yeah,
and then escape. 10 minutes of shopping, 5 presents apiece. Everybody's going to be happy. Okay, then the wrapping. Okay, now yes, Merry Christmas, and hey, thanks for coming out Saturday for our for the class. We have a concealed carry class. We had 43 women in it. Who, by the way, ladies, you all were just outstanding. You should have seen them shooting Sunday. It was great. They clobbered those targets.
Excellent.
And you know, if I was a bad guy or an errant husband, I'd be careful.
I always like swinging by the classes, as you know, by yours or any of the other CCW instructors, and giving the students some information and answering questions they may have.
They appreciate that, too. Okay. Hey, I've got a gentleman on the line from the big city of San Francisco, or in that general area, the Bay Area.
East Bay, I think.
East Bay, okay. And his name's Greg, and he's got a suggestion.
And so,
Greg, good morning.
Good morning again. Thanks for having me back on.
Well,
my idea is that, and in fact, we started with Redding, but you guys suggested all of Shasta County become a Second Amendment sanctuary zone, and ideally a constitutional carry zone, where you're defying the unconstitutional laws of California and allowing people to open carry, concealed carry, whatever they want, per the Constitution. And I really want to talk to the sheriff about that, because this is going to require law enforcement support and cooperation if this Second Amendment sanctuary zone is going to work.
Well, that's an interesting concept, you know, and part of my job is, of course, not only to enforce the laws but comply with the laws. And then for a lot of people say, hey, these are unconstitutional laws. Well, technically, they don't get defined as being unconstitutional until it goes through a court. I am a very pro-Second Amendment person and pro-CCW. We're one of the top issuing counties in the state. We have a population of about 180,000, and we're issuing roughly right now 7,500 active CCW permits, concealed carry permits. And we have about 800 in the application process right now. We're running behind. The state's running way behind. But that is an interesting concept.
What would you do if Shasta County declared itself a sanctuary zone for the Second Amendment? Where would that put you?
It would still put me just fine. Like I said, I still have to comply with the law. And a lot of people say, well, what does that mean? Well, officers have the choice. If you're driving down the road at 70 miles an hour in a 65 or even a 55, and they have the choice, the discretion to issue you a ticket. If they choose to, they can, and they're well within the law. If they choose to let you go with a warning, that's also within the law as well, and it's operating within the law. It's not saying they're going to refuse to enforce it. They're just using their discretion, and that's what I think is proper.
Here's the thing, though. If people want to come up there and openly carry, but they have the chance of being arrested, then it's not going to work. And so that's my first concern would be, say I want to visit Redding and exercise my constitutional rights, and you've declared it's been declared by the city council as a sanctuary city, but yet everybody's getting arrested for exercising their rights, then you see the conflicts?
I do, but then, of course, open carry in California is unfortunately unlawful. And a lot of times that caused a lot more angst of open carry. That's what caused the law to be revoked and signed into law to take it away, is with a lot of people that were open carrying down in the Bay Area.
Let me throw this one in. Okay, so let's just say Shasta County, the Board of Supervisors in the city says, we are an open carry, we are a sanctuary city for the Second Amendment. What can the state then do?
I don't know. I don't think that they would be able to do anything. Of course, who knows? You can't have make an ordinance, which would come from the city or the county. You can't make an ordinance that supersedes state law, and that would be superseding state law.
And they can't make one that supersedes
federal law.
Even though
marijuana, that's one.
Yeah.
The sanctuary cities for
all
illegal
cities.
People being here, that's another.
Yeah. I mean, that's, and they're not a sanctuary city here, but they
in
are
fact,
so many others.
In fact, San Francisco got in some hot water with that because of sanctuary city, and then an illegal alien went out and killed somebody.
Yeah, but they're still saying they're going to be a sanctuary city.
Right.
Hey, Greg, it's a great question and something we think, you know, save, because we can put it on our website, that Shasta County, the future home of a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment.
Perfect.
Thanks for calling
again.
You bet. Thanks for calling in, Greg.
You bet.
Well, here's my take on this. Why does a reasonable citizen want to carry a weapon? For self-defense or to make a political statement? I'm sorry, I'm not into making political statements. I'm into
for self-defense.
Self-defense, yeah.
That's right.
And that doesn't require that I got the thing hanging out there in front of God and everybody to intentionally tweak noses. Because tweaking noses is above my, well, we do a little of that here.
I think if you want to get into it, it could be that the sheriff is the final say on who carries. Concealed, not the state. Yeah.
Right. And the states, you know, that's a big slowdown process right now.
So it should be, couldn't you issue until they catch up? Say, hey, we're going to issue till you catch up.
Yeah, but you don't want to issue inappropriately either, because that's why they have the background checks that can go statewide, because we can't run a rap sheet for that.
Okay.
Rap sheet is a person's criminal history.
And speaking of this, because we have to take a break, Northern Firearms Instruction.
Oh, NFI.
We're talking about NFI. And this is a business that is a full-time business for Ted Leidy, retired command sergeant major in the Army. This is what he does. He trains not only, of course, in Shasta County, but all of Northern California down into Central California. All of his instructors are NRA trained professionals, so many of them with more than one graduation or more than one class in pistol craft, armory, direct action, or not direct action, but advanced classes. They teach not only concealed carry, your basic, but also advanced carry, and also a new class carbine two pistol class that's going to be conducted on April 30th, along with the advanced class. So here's your chance to sign up if you've already got a CCW into an advanced class and learn to shoot in different modes of movement, reloading, immediate action drills, from behind barricades, from in close, all of these in the advanced classes. But you have to do that by signing up at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822, Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay.
No, heaven forbid, but those are all skills you need should you end up in a gunfight.
Heaven forbid. But you know what? You want to have
but
the
you gotta
skills.
But you got to have them.
You want to have the skills in case it happens.
It's better to have them and not need them than need them and not have them.
There you go. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Well, I'm slipping into Christmas. I'm flying.
I was sitting at my desk when Santa walked in. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Can I trouble you for an estimate? I was on my way to my job at the mall when I got into a fender bender. As I was writing the estimate, a mother and her 5-year-old daughter came in and started to chat with Santa. There was a lot of laughter going on. When I finished the estimate, I said, "Okay, Santa, here's what you need to fix your car." Suddenly, the little girl burst out. "You're not the real Santa. Santa doesn't drive a car. He flies a sleigh." Santa looked at her and said, "Little one, my sleigh's at the airport, and I need a car to get there." She threw her arms around Santa's leg and hugged him tightly. "I knew you were real," she said. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Carmen, Cupid, and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and that was, of course, Rudolph. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
As done by Destiny's Child.
Ooh, 55 degrees. Well, it may be 55. It may be 52. But it's only going to go up to 60 today and then go down to 38 tonight. It's going to be a nice day today. There's no rain, but maybe you may get a little rain later on this week. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And our lines here are 605-4567.
Bob. Well, the weather's a lot like politics. The temperature is dependent on where exactly you stand.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call local 241-3474. And they have they're going to have a Veterans Challenge. That's right. For every 10 new services that B&T Satellite signs up during this time, they're going to provide free dish service for a year for a active duty military family right here in the area. Free year service. That's right. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll also get $100 off your bill. If you sign somebody up, $100 off your bill, and then they get $100 off theirs. Now, specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly. Think about that. Let's support. Doug Tooley is a veteran himself, and he said this is something that, you know, that he really wants to get into. So if you want to change over, if it's time to change over, we have Dish, and we're extremely happy with it, is call B&T Satellite at 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number or stop by 1007 Dana Drive, B&T Satellite. Okay, Sheriff, we just talked about going into I tell you what, let's just go to the phones because Terry says he's got a quick question. Ha! 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 You know, everybody here, when they heard that, everyone was went, ha!
Yeah. Good morning, Terry, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Buddy. We're going to have a good meeting on the 14th in Anderson, and I'm putting together the agenda. It'll be a panel type thing, but I'll call you and give you the agenda.
Great. And what Terry's talking about is the Tea Party group from Tama County and the Patriots here in Reading are putting together a forum on January 14th at 3 p.m.
At the
Senior Center, Frontier Senior City in Anderson. And we're going to bring up Sam Paredes, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California, and Roy Griffith. He's a legislative analyst, prior Fish and Wildlife Officer and Officer of the Year for the California Rifle Pistol Association. And they're going to come up and give a briefing and a forum on the
not exactly.
And it's going to be on the new gun laws and trying to answer.
It's not, That isn't exactly the agenda, but I'll call you. I had a All talk right. with Sam yesterday.
Okay.
And I'll call you and let you know what the agenda is that we're putting together, only because of the fact it'll be more of a Q&A situation.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be, to answer questions regarding the new gun laws.
Q&A, and I think that, and so what's it'll the, be less of the a
question?
Briefing.
What's the question, Terry?
The quick question is when you read the Second Amendment, it's important that it doesn't represent a government grant to anyone's right to keep and bear arms. What it does is prohibits the government from infringing on that right. So any gun law you have is unconstitutional.
Okay. Is that the question?
I'm asking the sheriff how he sees that.
I would tend to disagree with you because.
And why is that?
Well, if you let me explain here. Because over time, some of the first gun control laws, one of the first ones was in 1934, which was to do gun control where he couldn't sell to felons. And so basically it said that the government had the right to do regulations on certain things. So you don't sell to felons, and you couldn't do mail order. You couldn't sell a sawed-off shotgun and some of those weapons. So some regulations are okay. It doesn't say that you can have a sawed-off shotgun. Well, we all know that's illegal, but that's still a gun law.
Well, the thing is that when you look at the Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights trumps everything. And again, the Second Amendment doesn't grant.
Yeah, the but right there's been.
Well, let me ask this question, Terry. So it's okay sure. to sell a machine gun to a felon, a murderer, and a gang member. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking to you. You said there should be under the Second Amendment, there should be no gun laws or restrictions. Is that what you said, or did I misunderstand you?
No, what I said basically is that when you have a gun law, okay, and it's for a law-abiding citizen, someone who doesn't break the law, okay, because breaking the law, no matter if you break the law as far as murder or you break the law committing a crime, it doesn't matter what weapon you use, you're still breaking the law.
Okay, so correct. You're saying it's for law-abiding citizens, there should be no restrictions.
Yeah, it's for law-abiding citizens. That's
so then,
correct.
Citizen should be able to have a sawed-off shotgun there?
Well, I think, if you had one, Tom, but why shouldn't you have a sawed-off shotgun? I'm just asking. I don't know. If you have a sawed-off shotgun, what's the difference between you having that and...
And a lot of people say, hey, can a citizen own a machine gun? Actually, they can if you go through the proper permitting processes. So, but there are some dangerous weapons and or weapons that are just made... for illegal purposes, should everybody be able to own those?
Well, the thing is that when you're talking about the infringement, you're talking about the infringement to bear arms. Okay, it's an infringement position. So if you have something to where you're saying, okay, how does this infringe upon your rights? Well, as you know, when you have ammunition and you're buying it and you're buying your ammo and you have to register that, you have to...
I don't agree with those.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah, I don't agree with those, and many of these gun laws that have been passed recently will do nothing
in
to
fact,
prevent
that's what we're trying to get
violence.
Into right now.
And that's the problem.
Okay, Terry.
But many times the courts have ruled that some of those regulations are constitutional.
And they have. I see what Terry's saying, and frankly, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to own any gun because I've been trained in it. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a criminal.
In Heller, which was District of Columbia, they were saying, hey, you can't own a gun in your own house.
And that was wrong.
And then for McDonald, which was Chicago v. McDonald, mm-hmm. they were saying, hey, you can't purchase a firearm in Chicago. And that's wrong.
That's wrong. Okay. Terry, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. You know, and we're going to get into the gun laws, and then we've got a couple of things we want to talk about with the sheriff.
I'm a big fan of the reasonable person condition, which is a legal standard.
Correct.
What would a reasonable person do given this set of circumstances? And a reasonable person would agree that there are some people who simply lack the responsibility to have a deadly weapon. And that is where society has to step in and say, no, you can't have this thing.
Let me tell you what that problem with that one is then, buddy. is this: is you don't have a criminal history.
People with mental health. That's not criminal.
It's not criminal.
But
and you go in to buy and you buy a weapon. That there's, I mean, to, when you start saying things like we're going to restrict this just to people who are reasonable, who's going to say who's reasonable? Yeah, who makes that determination?
But
I understand what you're saying. But who, when you start going down that road, is I may find people that voted for Hillary completely unreasonable.
So, like people with mental health issues, they can be restricted.
Yeah,
especially if they've been committed under either for suicide reasons, danger to themselves or danger to others. People that have been deemed by a court to be mentally incompetent cannot own firearms.
Mm-hmm.
The same for addicts. People that have an addiction problem can't own firearms. And that goes with, I think,
people
Bob's statement.
People with restraining orders.
People with restraining orders. And that's a whole controversy in itself. Because
of course it is.
Anybody can go and
get a restraining order.
Apply for a restraining order and issue it to the court. And even if it doesn't go to court, that person is, if it gets served, is restrained and has to surrender their firearms to be legal, and their CCW is revoked by the state immediately upon that getting a court, going to court, and if it doesn't show up, well, then they have to go through the expense of getting their CCW back and their weapons back if they had to surrender them.
If they can find them.
If they can find them. But
because once I of course, would hope that if you take them that you've got them. But I know people have had their weapons taken by the Department of Justice for wrong reasons, and they said, okay, we were wrong. They still don't have them back.
Yeah, I helped a person work on that. I don't know if he got them back
I don't
yet,
think he has.
But it's they said, well, we have to go back to court and get a court order to release them. Okay, we'll do it. Well, we have, you know, like 800 to 1,000 cases. Okay, that's all part of doing your job.
This guy had his. It wasn't even taken from him. It was taken from somebody
right.
else for for the wrong reasons, and so it was a mistake. But he can't get him back. He can't get his own property back from the government. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. It's 8:31 in the morning. We have Sheriff Tom Pasinko. We're going to talk more about gun laws that are going to start taking effect January 1st. By the way, that piece of paper you put out showing kind of a synopsis of everything.
With the timeline.
With the timeline, that was very helpful. I forwarded that one to Ryan Cibolo, who is writing for the Sacramento Bee. So he's writing an article.
Right.
He'd call me up. And I said, well, look. The sheriff's put this out, and I said it's very helpful, so I forwarded it to
him. I think he emailed me, and I told him I got it from the California Rifle Pistol Association.
Okay.
I've also since posted on Facebook. The California Rifle Pistol Association has some free webinars, and it's basically a PowerPoint presentation about the new gun laws as well.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back talking about new gun laws, and we're going to get an update on the Papini case.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the V&T Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. You know us. We're your local guys. Don't call the 800 number. We want to give the gift of free satellite service to an active military family this winter. Here's how it works. For every 10 new services V&T Satellite receives, we'll be setting up service for one active military family in our community to win a full year of service free. That's right. We'll pay for their service for a year. And that's not all. For every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll get $100. Take advantage of the amazing Flex Plan starting at only $39.99 a month. Here's a way for you to support our military this holiday season and New Year with a gift that they can enjoy all year long. Call us today, 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Or stop by our office located at 1007 Dana Drive in Reading. V&T Satellite. We're the local guys, and we care about our customers.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really
welcome back
are
to Free Fight Radio.
You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, that's good. That's really an awe-inspiring, inspiring music for the Christmas week there, buddy.
Comes out good in the end.
Yeah, it does. Hey, it's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. It is 55 degrees out there, going up to 60 today. Should be a nice day. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, the best place ever to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business. Stop by there at Cypress Square Barbershop, open Monday through Friday, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and we got into this a little bit about the new laws that are happening and things that you can see with the webinars, and then but the piece of paper you put out there.
Right, and that was from California Rifle Pistol Association. It gave a timeline of what laws are taking effect.
And I tell you what, they're still not clear on a couple of things I want to ask you, but let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, it is a good morning. I was dissatisfied with your answer to Terry's question about our right to bear arms might shouldn't be whatever you call it. I'm having a tough morning. Anyway, you guys switched it to what is an acceptable weapon and what's not acceptable weapon. And the question was more to why does the government have the right to tell me I have to get a permit to carry a weapon? I'm not a law abider, and my rights shall not be infringed. When you make me pay money and jump through the hoops to get a permit, you're doing just exactly that. You're infringing on my constitutional right.
Okay, Nick.
Okay. Well, Carl, thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Nick. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Actually, if you're referring to a concealed weapons permit, which I think you are, recently it went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which takes in Shasta County and California and a bunch of other states, and that was under the Peruta and Richards decision. They actually said that under the Second Amendment, Second Amendment does not address concealed carry, and so they said that yes, that it can be regulated, and yes, it is at a sheriff or chiefs of police discretion to issue concealed weapon carry, and they said it was not. Now, that decision may end up getting an appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States.
The new
Supreme Court, when they get some new people appointed, and we'll see if they take that up. That's their choice of whether they take that as a court or not. I do agree with you, Nick, that yes, most people are reasonable people, but it's also been upheld in court decisions too that it's the government's ability to also regulate and have regulations regarding firearms. I know some people do take exception to that. The Second Amendment wasn't created to allow people to go hunting. It wasn't created to allow people just to have a gun. It was mainly for defense, but more importantly, it was for defense for them against a tyrannical government. And that's what our forefathers had seen. And that's why they established the Second Amendment. But they'd also, each one of the amendments was established because of things that had been brought against them and they wanted to correct, such as the freedom of speech and the practice of their own religion, protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. And that's all of that. That's why those were so important to them that they wanted to have those codified in the document.
And I see what Nick is saying is that, okay, I am a law-abiding citizen. I should be able to carry a gun concealed. Real quick on this one, they're talking about a national reciprocal right to carry.
Mm-hmm.
Would you support something like that?
I would probably support that. The problem being, and that's been debated for decades. In fact, recently, within the last, 15 or 20 years, we fought for probably 20-plus years. We, law enforcement, have the ability to concealed carry in all 50 states. That was hotly contested, and time after time, it would not get approved. It was finally approved about 20 years ago, and that allows peace officers on and off duty and retired to carry 50 statewide if they're so endorsed.
Well, they tried this a few years ago, and it got really close.
It did. A lot of it now in some states, California was adamantly opposed to it, the California legislature and the mm-hmm. governor. And they were adamantly opposed to it. Part of their argument is in other states, they don't know how that person is vetted to have a concealed weapons permit. Yeah. So what's their requirements for it. In some states, you don't need a permit.
No.
Just you being a citizen, you can carry.
That's
in
right.
other states,
New Hampshire, Alaska, those
yeah,
places.
You still have to have a permit. In many states, do have some form of it. Some states are shall issue. Some states are may issue. California is a may issue state. California does not accept any other states in reciprocal at all.
But other states
states do accept California.
Yeah. Well, you know, even to this point right here in the different counties, you'll go from 12 hours of instruction in Shasta County, including mm-hmm. shooting, mm-hmm. to another county that has 3 hours and no shooting. And that
for their first time permit,
yeah.
that would not be within state law.
Okay.
So if they did a 3-hour course for an initial, that would not be in state law.
4 hours?
I believe the initial for eight hours for initial training minimum. Maximum of 16 hours, and that's why we chose a middle of 12 hours. And I did that when I first became sheriff because I went to the gun instructors and had a meeting and said, can you do this in eight? And they said, boy, we're hard-pressed to get a basic course that would cover what we have to cover in 8 hours.
No,
they said 16 hours, pretty easy. And I said, well, why don't we split the difference and why don't we make it 12? And they said, yeah, we can do that. And then a renewal class.
Other counties don't do that.
It's state law. It's right in the penal code of what the classes have to be.
We have to look that one up because I know what we do, but
right.
I know that there's some of the
and renewals.
Counties,
renewals have to be 4 and a maximum of 6, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, if you offered a 20-hour basic course, that would be exceeding it.
No, I understand.
So
it's yeah, and most of them you see are 12 hours or around that.
Yeah.
The other next question is ARs.
Yes.
Now, a lot of places aren't even going to be able to sell them after January 1st because
That's
they
correct.
Don't have the proper license. An AR is a rifle that has got a removable magazine. It's got one of the following features. It's got a flash suppressor. It's got a pistol grip or a collapsible stock or a bayonet lug.
Correct.
Now, if I have a rifle that has that, or at least one of those, you know, the removable magazine and a pistol grip. I have to register it.
Yeah,
as an assault weapon,
as an AW. Yeah.
And what if
or you would have to move it out of state?
Move it out of state, or give it to you,
or take those features away from it. So if you made it a permanently fixed magazine,
what if it's a removable magazine without a pistol grip, or a flash suppressor, or a collapsible stock, if it's just a removable magazine?
I believe you still have to register that one. Now I have to check my list because
I need to check that because
if it still had a bullet button, that's one feature because I believe the way they define a assault weapon is one or more
well,
of
what
these
if I
features.
Just, what if I just took off the bullet button?
And so it would have a fixed magazine, or you couldn't remove the magazine?
No, you could. Look at the, M1A1. Or the Ruger Ranch rifles.
That does not have a button. That has basically a lever to remove the magazine.
So if you had a lever or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to be a DOJ question.
Yeah, because I think if you've got a self-loading rifle, but okay, anything else though, you have to register
as an AW
during the
If you had a Ruger Ranch rifle, you have to check on that one because it doesn't have a bullet button, but you could set up a Ruger Mini 14 to where it has those features, where you have a pistol grip, where you have a glass suppressor.
Okay.
So
it's still it's just going to be a mess.
It is. Magazines. So up until now, the large capacity magazines, we call them LCMs. LCMs were allowed. You could have those if you had them pre-banned, before they banned large capacity magazines. Now all large capacity magazines are banned, so that's with more than 10 rounds of could hold them, with the exception of 22. And so if you have those, you either have to permanently alter them, pin them or rivet them to where they can't go higher than 10 rounds, destroy them, turn them into law enforcement, or you may sell them to a dealer who could move them out of state, or you could move them out of state. And so that law is basically making a lot of citizens are probably not going to do that. And they'll essentially make them criminals as of January 1 if they don't do that.
Are you going to pursue them?
Ian Rand would be proud.
Again, that's a discretionary move. And no, we're not. But if you're tatted up,
better things,
career criminal, yeah, we are.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, Jim, you got a question for the sheriff?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a citizen without a concealed carry permit, and I just wanted to present the sheriff with a scenario to see what would happen. Let's say I'm on my way to a camping trip or hunting or something like that, and I have my legal weapons with me in the trunk, you know, magazine out, on safety, you know, the regular procedure. And I come upon a situation where there's somebody shooting a place up or a mass murderer out to kill people. And I was able to get to my weapon, load it up, and take out the perpetrator at that point. What would be the discretion of the police at that point? Would I be arrested and have to go through the whole process, or how would that work?
In general, it wouldn't be a violation of your concealed carry because you were carrying it properly without a permit, locked in the trunk, not loaded, et cetera. Uh-huh. And then you removed it, engaged that threat that you believe that someone was within serious bodily injury or imminent death or yourself, and you engaged that person. Now, of course, there would be an investigation by the law enforcement agency. They would interview you. They would seize your weapon until the interview, till the investigation is completed. And then the district attorney would eventually get that case, and they'd make a determination. And earlier we talked about that reasonable decision-making process, and it's called the reasonable man, even though it might be a little bit sexist, it's called the reasonable man. What would a reasonable person do in a similar situation given that set of circumstances? And if it's within the law, you don't have a problem. It would be a justifiable homicide in which you were protecting yourself or others.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. Okay, thank you very much.
You bet. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Okay, I'm not going to take a break here because I know you have to leave.
A little bit early, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about an update on the Papini case.
The Papini case was, for those that are new, I don't know how they could have missed it because it had international media coverage, but Ms. Papini was out for a jog on November 2nd. She was reported as missing. We reported her as missing at risk because we had no leads at the time. And then about 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, on Thanksgiving morning, she was discovered in Yolo County, and she had been abducted. She had been assaulted and had to have some non-life-threatening injuries treated, and she was released from that. We put out in the media, too, that she had been branded. And so that was a huge, huge media coverage. And to date, we are looking for two. She provided us the description of people. It was two Hispanic women, one older, one younger. Don't have further on that. One had a heavy accent, One had thick eyebrows, one had thinner eyebrows, and one had wavy hair, and one had straight hair, kind of salt and pepper color for the older woman. And they were in a dark SUV. No further information.
I know people like that.
There's going to be a lot of those in California.
It could be.
But we have no further information. Both her husband, Keith, and her have been cooperative in the investigation.
They have been cooperative. Okay.
This is a front burner case for us. We've been assisted by the Redding Police Department, the California Department of Justice, California Highway Patrol, Yolo County Sheriff's Office, the Federal Bureau of Investigations. And so this is an ongoing investigation for us and top priority. And we're trying to get some leads. There's still a secret witness reward out there for information leading to the arrest of the people.
How much is the reward?
For secret witness, it was $10,000. And then a private person donated $40,000. I don't know if that's still on the table or not, and that was through secret witness.
Are there leads still coming in?
I don't know about if there's tips still coming in. We're still pursuing a number of investigative leads, if you will. I'm not able to get into the details. But again, our investigators are having that as a top priority. The evidence when she was recovered, she was in restraints. She was recovered along I-5 in northern Yolo County near County Road 17, and that's near the Yolo-Colusa border. And
hey, did you do like they do on CSI, and you put her into this chamber, and you put this kind of like it's oxygen and a mixture of stuff, and it lifts off fingerprints off their bodies? Okay.
And I would point out there's a difference between calling law enforcement with a tip and calling up the investigators with your version of some outrageous conspiracy that's way
too much. I've seen that. Haven't you seen that?
I have not seen that one. But,
okay. I'm probably too late now.
Not like on TV. The crime right. does not occur, and it gets investigated. The crime occurs at the top of the hour. It's investigated. The suspects are in custody.
DNA.
And convicted by the end of the hour.
That's right. DNA. All that stuff's done in, like, you know, 30 minutes.
It doesn't happen like that. No. These things do take time, especially for DNA and for examination of trace evidence.
Okay, let's go real quick to Kay, because Sheriff's got to leave here. Kay.
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
I was just wondering, will the woman who called in 911... and which led to her capture or recovery, will she get the award, the part that was for the part of the award that was for
the person who finds her
to getting her back?
I do not know. That is up to secret witness. The secret witness has a board that reviews those cases, and then they discuss the case and the circumstances of this, and then they make a decision on that. That's not up to the sheriff or the sheriff's office or the police agency.
Because that woman put her life, she didn't know what she was getting into, really. And those people could have been parked someplace and watching her with field glasses or something and caught her,
sure.
too.
Yeah. Yeah, but good point. But no, that's how secret witness works. They have a board, and they review the case on what they award as part of their tips.
Well, is there anything that citizens can do to encourage them to?
I'm sure if you wanted to contact Shasta County Secret Witness, you're more than happy to.
Is there somebody who's in charge of secret witness?
Yes, there is, and you can ask to speak to that person there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. You take care and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You have a Merry Christmas, too.
Okay. Carl, I have to run a little bit early.
Okay.
And I want to thank you and your staff for having me on every month. I do appreciate it very much. It's hard to believe that another year has gone by so quickly.
Isn't that something, Tom?
Want to wish everybody, all your listeners out there, to have a very Merry Christmas. Be safe if you're traveling with weather. There's some bad weather across the U.S. You could be here locally. You could be across the nation. But travel safe. Enjoy your friends and family. For the Christmas season, and don't forget what the season is about. It's not about Santa Claus and everything, but about the birth of our Lord Savior.
Okay.
So God bless, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Tom. Take care. I'm going to run in a quick plug here for OmahaSteaks.com. You know, OmahaSteaks.com, right now you can save 77%, and I'm pretty sure you might be able to get it there before Christmas. But you got to do it, and you got to give them a call. In fact, this goes until never mind. Oh, never mind. It's you know, and I looked at it, I thought, oh gosh, well, how long is this going to run? Well, it was out yesterday. So, but anyway, OmahaSteaks.com, it's a great place. Just go to them. If you put in CL, you know, I guess, I don't know if it's still good, but if you go to the search bar and you put in CL, you still might be able to get a great deal. You might be able to get that 77% off. Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Trish Clark and I are going to be here. We've got a lot of things. You know, I'm thinking about calling Doug Giles up again, having him come on, and just to see who he could
imagine
offend.
Him and Trish on.
Oh my gosh. That's, you know what? I'd just be sitting back over here with a, you know, with a bag of popcorn, you know, looking at it. You know, the sheriff was right, you know, and this thing is, you know, this election that we had, my friends, very contentious. I almost put on Facebook yesterday for, you know, that, hey, everybody that knows me, you know, my quote friends that knows me knows I was in the Marines for 30 years, that I've, you know, that I have a business, you know, I'm law abiding and all this. My kids are, you know, good people, and my grandkids are good people. My wife's a wonderful person. You know, my close friends, all of us are really nice people. And if you really truly believe that I'm a Nazi, a racist, a bigot, a homophobic, or any of this because I voted for Trump, you need to unfriend me before the new year starts. And I thought about putting it. I didn't put that. I didn't write it. But I was thinking about it because I have friends that they keep writing this stuff. And it's like, come on. Come on. Do you really believe this? Do you really believe that the people that supported Trump are really this bad that they're like this? I mean, you know me. You know me. This is my cousin. You know me. Do you really think I'm like that? And if I am like that, why would you want to be my friend on something as stupid as Facebook?
If the true believers of the party that supports openness, tolerance, and discussion is so closed-minded, is that not the height of hypocrisy?
I would think so. And so I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, then I should just unfriend them. And then I thought about it. Then look what I'm doing. You have the right to say anything you want. You know, that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
The First Amendment, yeah.
However, comma, if it goes on, then, you know, it's like, oh, no, not you, Carl. That's those other people. You're not a deplorable. It's those other people. What other people? You mean like Bob?
Yeah.
You mean like Linda? You mean like, you know, I can name lots and lots of names of people that voted for Trump. They're not deplorables. They have businesses. They're, you know, they're Christians. And I've got friends that voted for Hillary. That doesn't mean that I'm going to stop talking to them, or even if Hillary had won, I wouldn't be putting things in Facebook about Clinton, like these people are, these quote friends are about Trump.
Well, it's like the perception in Sacramento that Brian Daly has had to fight against, that everybody this side of Woodland is a toothless meth head hick hanging on to a gun and completely ignorant of how the world really is. You know, we have to take care of you because you really don't know, do you? You know, that attitude towards people up here just, I know a lot of smart people who live in this area.
Well, it's kind of like thinking everybody in L.A. and South L.A. is a gang member.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, they're all cholos.
Or goes to the beach.
They're all cholos. Or they, you know, that they, you know, they're all on welfare. They're all on, you know, assistance. That's not true. It's absolutely not true. But the thing about it is, you know, it's the time of the year. This is the time of the year. And I don't care if you're what religion you are now for, you know, this is the time that Christ was born. And if you're a Christian, and if you're truly a Christian, you accept that, and you accept the fact that, hey, look, people aren't perfect, but it's a time to forgive, and it's a time to it's always a time to forgive, but it's also a time for people to come together. And I would hope that we can come together as a group of people. And, you know, okay, you're never going to get the fringes. I understand that. But with the vast majority of the people could come together and say, let's do what's right. Let's do what's right for society.
Yeah.
You know, Christian Schrader came in here and wants to help homeless people. Admirable. Her idea of how she wants to do it, my idea are probably, they're not synced. But the whole idea of helping homeless people and people to get homes for themselves and to get them straight and to get them back in society, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to pay a little bit more to help people that want to help themselves. There you go, though. See, that want to take that step to help themselves.
Stand down on a bigger level. Yeah.
Yeah, and I understand that some of them aren't going to make it. I understand that. But I want people to say, you know, I have seen the light, and I want to try to better myself. I want to try and do this. Because once they do it, then we have it there. We have the help, the housing, the whatever it takes to get them moving forward.
What we have ain't working. And yeah, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different outcomes.
Which is why, when you look at it, and Trump said it today, he says, I didn't run for the popular vote. I ran for the Electoral College. And you know what? He was absolutely right on, spot on
it. That's because that's how the system is set up.
He did not spend time in California. You see him spending, he came into Redding. Of all places, he flies into Redding. And then, you know, and he knew he didn't have a chance in California. But he knew he could carry almost everything else, which he did. Okay. Hey, everybody, you have a great day today. Well, Christmas shopping, you've only got 3 days left. Down. Or is it 3 days? Yeah, three days left.
Turn inside of 72.
Join Bob and I on it's 1800 on Christmas Eve and get some real shopping done. Hey, everybody out there, it's time for forgiveness. It's time.
Oops, go ahead.
It's time for forgiveness. It's time for love. Everybody have a great day.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Sour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. North Carolina lawmakers meeting in special session to gauge if there's enough support to repeal a nine-month-old law known as the bathroom bill. Among other things, it requires people using bathrooms in public schools and government buildings to use a restroom that corresponds to the sex on their birth certificate. A senior German security official says the Tunisian man being sought in connection with Monday's truck attack in Berlin was known to authorities and was considered a potential terror threat.
Tunisians represent the largest national contingency in ISIS. From all the foreign fighters, 6,000 of them come from Tunisian backgrounds.
And former FBI agent Ali Soufan on CBS This Morning notes that ISIS is claiming responsibility for the deadly attack. In a separate case, German authorities have arrested